Hello.
Hello, darling. Are you ready? Are
Yeah,
you
let's.
ready? Here we go. Cue
All right.
that excitement. It's happening, folks. Mano a mano. One podcaster against another. It's finally happening, Ian.
Yeah, what a big showdown this is gonna be.
Yeah. Boy, that music sounds so exciting. So anyhow, the reason we're here, I've called my uncle Drunky, Ian Wadley, to
That's
come
right.
on, and we're going to talk about Victor Ruiz, and boy, he's pulled out all the stops, huh?
Yeah. This ought to feed our already inflated egos.
Yeah,
It's quite
really.
a battle royal.
Yeah. Which is not a double quarter pounder with cheese in France, right?
No.
But anyway, this is going to be a big battle. If you're listening to this, we're making it available to any podcasters that want to download it and put it in their feed. They can. But gosh, here we are. We're having a big podcast battle. There's a bunch of shows. And starting on September 23rd, Sunday, you'll be able to vote for your favorite show in this tournament. And as he says, this is ear pillars last hurrah. The
Easier said than
podcast,
done.
yeah, exactly, especially when I'm talking. This is ear pillars last hurrah, the Podcast Kings tournament. Podcasters, here's your chance to show how loyal of an audience you actually have. Starting September 23rd, your listeners will be able to vote for your show in this tournament. And the show that makes it all the way to the end are the Podcast Kings.
Ooh. I'm very
The
excited for this, and I want to thank Victor for this, and thank Victor for everything he's done for all of our shows
Amen. Amen.
throughout the years. And it's sad to see Ear Peeler go. I really appreciate what Victor's done. He's been a great friend and an ally to all of us, and we all need to show him some thanks and some respect for everything he's done.
Absolutely. And I cannot second that enough. By my loud music, can't you tell that I feel the same way?
That's right.
Okay.
Either we're gonna have a battle royal or the Winter Olympics are about to begin.
Yeah. It's football, the gridiron. So what we're going to do today is we're going to talk about how this thing's going to work or how I think it's going to work, right?
Right.
Is that music too loud? Because I'm not going to edit this. I'm leaving all my bloopers in. Oh, okay. Anyway, it seems like we have kind of like a Sweet 16 kind of thing going on. It's that kind of thing done with brackets. And right now I'm looking at all the various shows, and there's six rounds altogether, right, Ian?
Yeah, I don't have the bracket in front of me. So I'll take your word for it.
Good Lord, you miscreant, you. Hey, that's a compliment, right?
Fuck if I know. I'll take it as one.
Yeah. So all the podcasters are put into different brackets. There's week one, and shows will be pitted against one another, and if they survive, they go to round two, and then those two fight, and then so on and so all the way up to round six. So we
Nice.
start, here we go. Round one, bracket one. It's the Kiss FAQ, Kiss FAQ podcast against the Kiss Room. Two titans
Ooh.
of Kiss podcasting.
Ooh.
What do you think?
That's a tough one. There is like the Civil War putting Kiss against Kiss.
Oh, there's a lot of that coming in the next brackets.
Well, yeah, because 95% of podcasts are Kiss podcasts, so.
Yeah, it seems like it. It seems that and Beatles, but you know, they're just
But
not proud of it.
that's a brutal one though. Two great Kiss podcasts.
Yeah.
Man.
You've got
Man.
Julian Gill, Lonnie, and Ken and everybody over at Kiss FAQ. Great guys, tons of information. And then you got the Kiss Room, which is the Kiss party, right?
Oh yeah.
You've got,
Oh yeah.
you can always play hooky with the Wookiee. He has a live Kiss band. What other podcast has a live band?
I don't think there is one.
Right.
But I don't know. It's almost like you have an unfair advantage. I think we got to test both of you for steroids.
Yeah, you have to. Have to. But both of those shows should swell with pride because, boy, this is going to be a battle. This is going to be epic, and good luck to the winners. I feel like I'm part of both of those shows, but the Kiss Room is our sister show on the podcast feed, so, you know, there you go.
No matter who wins, Gene Simmons is going to make some money off of this.
That's right. Right. Okay, out of round one, panel two, Kiss My Wax Podcast versus Kistry Science Theater.
Oh!
We're bringing Canada into the fold here with Kistry Science Theater. And we've got Kiss My Wax. Those guys know everything about Kiss vinyl and all the various stuff, and they've made some really cool headway as far as getting some things done. Excellent show. And then Kistry Science Theater is, they're originators in their own way.
Oh, they're legends. The first podcast I ever heard, and I was hooked right away. I am huge fans of those. No offense to Kiss My Wax, but I love me some Kistry Science Theater. Rest in peace.
Yeah, we love them to pieces. We love Kiss My Wax as well. This is going to be tough, and we all share a lot of the same listeners, so.
Yeah.
Tears will be wept.
Now, how does, you maybe know the rules. Is there anything to prevent people from voting more than once, or do you only get one vote? How does this go? How do we keep this fair?
I'm as blind as you are, except I don't have syphilis.
Oh, well, give it time.
So our next division in round one is a little show called The Podcast versus Three Sides of the Coin.
Oh, man.
Brutal.
Oh, no, that's no contest. I know who's winning this.
I'm not getting cocky. That's all I can tell you. I think that trying to think of a word, slaughter. The slaughter without modder? No, that doesn't work. What would it be? But I think Three Sides is going to pulverize Podkist. Podkist is old. Sure, they're the innovator, but they're old.
Yeah, but fucking Three Sides, that's like Skynet, man. It's a bunch of bots. I think the real voters are going to get out and vote for Podkist. I know I am.
Well, we will see. In round one, number four, it's Pod of Thunder versus Podcast Rock City.
Oh, shit.
You know, I've got a term I've been hashtagging, and it's hashtag pod crush. And these two have definitely a pod crush on one another. Nick and Andy and Chris over at Pod of Thunder, and then you've got Sonny and Jody and everybody over there, and Joe Polo, 3-2-1 peace. Well, it looks like it's going to be 3-2-1 war.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh. Pod of Thunder versus Podcast Rock City. If you were a betting man, what would you do on that one?
Ooh. I think I would have to go Podcast Rock City, and that's no offense to anybody, but I think, I don't know, they might have a slight edge, maybe.
So instead of being Jimmy the Greek, you're being Jimmy the Geek.
Yeah.
Because it's podcasting, yeah, after all. It's,
yeah, and we're both banned from CBS for racial comments, so.
Well, there you go. It had to happen.
Yeah.
It's then inevitable. Moving up into Division 5 of Round 1, it's the Mighty Rock and Metal Combat Podcast.
Oh, yeah. Who we got?
Up against the Cassius Morris Show.
Oh, shit.
Youngblood versus, you know, seasoned veterans. And that could be flipped both ways because Cassius is an originator from a long time ago. He came up as a kid in podcasting, and now he's all man, baby. But then
that's close because Ralph flipped his mom, hot both ways too. So.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, boy, that's a tough one. The Canadian boy, he's got quite a following.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. We got to
don't ever underestimate the Canadians.
Yeah, I know. And even if we beat them, they got free health care, so they'll recover.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm putting my money on Rock and Metal Combat Podcast to take it all the way.
Oh.
Well, the reason I'm saying that is not just because you're on the line, but because your listeners are such great donators to the Rock and Pod. Every year so far, it's been So will they vote like they spend their money, which is on hookers and weed and blow and alcohol? So we will find out. And
I hope they tune out and just don't go, you know, I gave it the office.
That's true. We'll find out. Division 6 out of round 1, Ages of Rock versus Classic Rock Drops. I know that's got to hurt because those guys are very similar in what they do. They each have their own style, but wow, this is going to be something.
That one's too tight to call.
That's something I've never said about your mom. Oh. Anyway, hey-o! Or your dad. Let's not be sexist. Your dad's not that tight either. Hot. Anyway, round 1, Division 7. It's a Guns N' Roses podcast, I think. Appetite for Distortion. It's not just strictly that, but it's named after that. Against a Van Halen podcast, Dave and Dave Unchained.
Oh, boy, that's a tough one because, you know, you don't even know if the Guns N' Roses one will show up.
Right. They might show up 3 hours late. They talk about other things, definitely, but just the name, you know what I mean?
And I enjoy Dave and Dave, but, you know, they also support Sammy Hagar, so... You know, they could go down like Andrew Jacobs' wife after 2 Zimas.
Oh, my God. I wasn't going to edit anything.
Oh, and you're not. You're not. It's off the cuff. It's what you get.
I love you, Andrew Jacobs. Vote for me. Anyway.
And you could love his wife for 2 Zimas.
Flag on the play for trying to influence a listener.
Uh-oh.
For Ken Mills. I apologize.
Oh, hey, I'm a flaming flag. What can you say?
There you go. Okay, round 1, Division 8. The CGCM podcast and Growing Up Rock. Now that's a tough one.
Ooh,
brutal, brutal.
Now that's the battle of the nice guys. So no matter who wins, I think they're going to get drunk and hug it out.
Yeah,
and, that's a tough one.
Yeah, absolutely. We love you guys, and this is going to be interesting. This is all about love. And Division 9 in the first week is Decibel Geek Podcast against Dig Me Out Podcast, which isn't that what you... I remember when you had to go to the hospital for being impacted.
Yeah, but they dug it out.
Yeah. Did they get the name from that day? I don't know. But it's Decibel Geek. And, you know, I've got to give the slight edge advantage to Decibel Geek because they... You know, Chris worked so hard, you know, to make Rock and Pod happen. So I'm going to give the slight edge to Decibel Geek on that one.
Oh, slight edge. That's a softball. No offense. Decibel Geek all day.
Next, we've got in number 10, the Metal Geeks podcast against the MSR cast. Oh, my goodness. Who saw that one coming, huh?
I know I didn't.
Tons of metal. Tons of metal, tons of fun, tons of geekery. Too close to call. Then at number 11, we've got Pat Francis Rock Solid up against Digital Killed the Radio Star in Division 11 of Week 1. Gosh, I think Pat has an established fan base.
Yeah, but I don't think either one of those guys are going to show up. I give this one to Digital Killed the Radio Star.
Ooh, there you go. Number 12, Discography Discussion up against the Free Form Rock Podcast. What do you think about that?
What was the first podcast?
Discography Discussion.
All right, if they got 2 listeners, they'll win.
There you go.
Sorry, Mark.
13, Hard Rocking Trivia Show versus Iron City Rocks. I know if Iron City Rock shows up, they're drinking, so it doesn't really matter.
Well, they get my vote then.
There you go. Number 14, Maximum Threshold. Up against the Nothing Shocking Music Show. So there you go.
Oh.
Haven't listened to them yet, but just going. The Maximum Threshold sounds like a bad heavy metal album. And Nothing Shocking, is that a Jane's Addiction podcast? I don't know.
It'd be cool if it was.
We're sending our love either way, right?
Correct.
that doesn't mean that you're going to do anything in a plastic bag and mail it to someone, okay?
Yeah, I got a copyright on that.
Yeah, okay. That's sad.
And end of the road. End of the road. I filled it out first.
Number 15, Metal Wani against Dead Rock Stars. I don't know anything about these two shows. I apologize to them both. But I will say this much. The money is always with Dead Rock Stars.
Yeah.
Because people want those. People buy those compilations and the t-shirts and, you know. So, just, I don't know anything about these guys. I'm sorry. I love you both.
But speaking of Dead Rock Stars, you hear Kiss going on a farewell tour, right?
Hey, now.
Oh, come on, too soon?
You wound my Kiss-loving heart. Division 16 of Week 1, Muses and Stuff against Tramps Like Us. We're pitting two Canadians against one another. This has to break some sort of Geneva Convention law. And they're friends on top of it. You've got Lee McCormick, the mighty Lee McCormick, with all things Bruce Springsteen, up against two hot chicks that talk about groupies. Now, Lee's hot, too. I'm not being sexist. Lee's hot. He's got, did you notice he's got, like, on the side of his neck a tattoo with a lipstick on it? Did you check that out?
Yeah, did I check it out? Yeah, I left it there.
Oh, well, there you go. Now we know. So if you were to place money on this one, who's going to win?
Oh, I don't know. I'd bang all three of them. But,
there you go.
I don't know. Tramps, I think, might have a little lead.
Really, Lee McCormick is our Fonzie, right? So it's Fonzie. So it's Fonzie up against two amazing women. So we're going to see what happens here. But they're talking about groupies and sex, so that's always fun, too.
Oh, somebody put their potsy in Ralph's mouth.
Oh, hot. Anyway. Next division is 17, Radioactive Metal against the mighty Pods and Sods. They're a network unto themselves. I'm going to give the slight edge to that. What do you think?
Yeah, they went all Rupert Murdoch and shit. It's a takeover.
So, that's what I'm looking at there. This is going to be a catastrophe.
Oh,
up next, number 18, Potter Than Hell. They're kind of new to the scene, up against Roach Coach. Which isn't that your delivery guy's service?
Yeah.
The Roach Coach?
Yeah, I'm cheap. All I can afford is roaches. I can't get ounces no more. I didn't get to meet them. They were at the Rockin' Pod Expo, I believe. Roach Coach? Weren't they there?
Yep.
But it's always hard when you're going up against a Kiss show.
That's true.
You know, because, they'll vote for it just because it's Kiss, whether they've heard either podcast. So, a little
unfair advantage.
Oh, my God,
it's Kiss. And then, number 19, this one's going to be tough. The Mighty Talking Metal up against the Mighty The Hustle with John Lamoureux.
Oh.
My theme music got louder.
I don't know. Both those shows can kiss my ass, but it'll probably go to Talking Metal.
I like them both. I love John Lamoureux's stuff. He's definitely carved his own little spot out. You know what I mean? Love him or hate him, he's the tallest man in podcasting.
Oh, so there's that.
Yeah, there you go. Number 20, The Great Metal Debate versus The Metal Voice. Sounds like they'll be screaming at one another.
Yeah.
Ah! You know.
Wow, it's two podcasts that aren't Kiss.
I'm gonna
listen to both of them.
Hey, the dog wants to talk about it. My family's probably coming home from groceries. We're just gonna let it roll.
I thought Paul Stanley was singing.
No. You're just a mean Mr. Mustard. Anyway.
Oh, I'm terrible.
Number 21, Week 1. It's the Rock and or Roll Podcast with BJ Kahuna Cramp, Brian Cramp, yes, doing his thing, up against the mighty Joey Haney with Rock Strikes 10. This one's devastating. Two friends forced to go at it, neck and neck.
Ooh.
This is going to be completely brutal.
That's tough. But how do you go against a BJ?
I know that.
you know, they're going to get all the married men votes alone.
Two obsessive geek podcasts for sure. Up next in 22, it's the Shockwaves Hard Radio program up against Sit and Spin with Joe Roiland, the man with the heart of gold. I'm going to give the slight edge on this one to Sit and Spin with Joe. What do you think?
Yeah. He gets the nice guy vote.
Yeah, and I know that you loved Sit and Spin when you were a kid, and you love it even more as an adult.
Not as much as Ralph's mom, but yeah, I can go for it.
That's right. Number 23, the Focus on Metal podcast up against Spectre Sound Studios. I don't know what Spectre Sound Studios does. I'm sorry.
I think it has something to do with James Bond.
It could be, yeah. The music that I'm playing would fit it. So I don't know who to call on that one. Then we've got some more nice guys and some more alcohol coming in Division 4 of Week 1. It's the Great Albums podcast with the Drunken Lullabies. And I know you were on Drunken Lullabies show.
Dustin's awesome. Missed them this year at the expo, man. I hope they come back next year.
I'm surprised you have memory of that occurrence.
No, I don't actually, but I saw a video on YouTube.
There you go. Plus, they've been sending you weekly blackmail photos. Yeah. So.
What happens at the expo stays on YouTube.
That's right. But the Great Albums podcast is great, too.
Oh, so yeah.
That's going to be tough.
Oh, yeah, but I'm going where the booze is.
Speaking of where the booze is or isn't, I know that there's a buffet coming up here in this one. Number 25, it's the Classic Metal Show up against the Eddie Trunk podcast.
That's a tough one. Eddie has a loyal following, but he also has a lot of haters. But then again, you could say the same thing about the Classic Metal Show.
I
think that's going to be one of the more interesting ones.
One to keep an eye on.
Oh, yeah. I'll be checking it out.
I just had to restart my music. We're on a no budget kind of a thing here. Up next, 26, Rock Talk with Mitch LaFon up against the official Danko Jones podcast. Two more Canadians going at it. Boy, Victor really did not spare any bloodshed on this. He's putting Canadians against Canadians. Those guys are so nice, they might not even vote out of politeness.
I got to give this one to Danko Jones. I can't stand Mitch LaFon. Ugh.
Mitch, I love you. I don't care what anyone says.
Oh, God. But the Byron Allen of podcasts. Terrible.
You know who I am? I'm the Ken Mills of podcasts.
Exactly. You're original.
Oh. Number 27, Talk is Jericho. He's sometimes also on Pot of Thunder, so he might have double the love. Not only that, the guy's a big wrestler, and he's in his band Fozzy, so some love to him and all of that. And then up against The Josta Show. Never heard of it.
I know of it. I haven't heard it. Of course, Jamie Josta from Hatebreed.
Okay. Then I have heard of it.
Yeah, so I'm sure that's a good show. Jericho, who I'm actually on the Fozzy MTV special. You can find it on YouTube. I'm in there twice. Got on stage with Fozzy.
Did you make out with him?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I got him in a rear naked choke.
okay.
But,
what do you think?
What,
Hatebreed going up against Fozzy.
I tell you what, the only time I love Jericho as a wrestler, but God damn, that podcast in between fucking yoga commercials. Oh, the only time I ever heard him good was when he was on Kistry Science Theater, and he was amazing. But again, he's too much of a kiss ass and a softball on his own show. So, but he's got the loyal, he's got the wrestling fans and everything. So I think he's going to take down Josta.
Yeah. So there might be a chair up to the back of someone's head there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Up next in Division 28, it's Talk to Me and the X-Man with Doc Coyle. It's the weirdest comic. I've never read that comic book. I don't know what it's about.
Talk to Me. Is that another damn Kiss podcast?
No. That okay. You've met him actually. He was at Rock and Pod 2 years running. So.
Oh, okay.
Very good. So I'm gonna go with Talk to Me.
Oh, Talk to Me.
Yeah.
Josh to Me. Oh shit.
No,
you
were thinking of the song Talk to Me. No, this.
Yeah.
Is, yeah, Josh. Yeah.
Oh, thanks. I was trying to get that song out of my head.
There you go.
Josh to Me all day.
Yeah, he's gonna win that one. Nothing against you, the X-Men with Doc Quill. You know, I'll check you out, but. Number 29.
I love how Josh gets a podcast nobody's heard of. No offense. And we get Cassius Morris. Oh,
yeah, what's up with that, man?
It's rigged, I tell you. It's because I'm Irish. Black Irish at that.
There you go. Number 29. It's Cobras and Fire with their taint wipes up against the Right to Rock podcast.
I don't know them, but I know and love Cobras and Fires.
Yeah, with jerk socks and mask, and they've got a bunch of fun stuff that they're doing, and they love Ken Mills, so I'm gonna give them that.
Yeah.
Plus, the Right to Rock sounds like a Sammy Hagar album that wasn't released.
Ooh, that's a terrible thing to say about somebody, but yeah, you're kind of right there. Yeah, got to take Loose Cannon and Baco on that one.
Yeah. Next up, another originator in number 30 of week one. It's the Rock and Roll Geek Show with Michael Butler. The man helped build this industry one table at a time. He's going to do it, and he might throw the show he's up against, Mad at Dad, which is his own show, through the table. So we will find out.
Oh, God. That guy who looks like a Muppet fuck Barbara Streisand who said he could kick my ass? Yeah. Nah.
That does not represent the view of Ken Mills, but that's Ian Wadley's opinion.
Yeah, that's me.
There
yeah.
you go.
Send all your mail.
Yeah.
666 Pueblo, Colorado.
So, but Victor is having him pit against himself. So, there you go. Division
Victor,
31.
Victor all day.
What was that?
Victor all day.
Okay. Week number one. Division 31, the Metal Moment podcast, up against the Cheap Talk with Trick Chat podcast. And I know how this is going to go down. Cheap Talk's going to lose. That's one of my shows. I have 500, and they're all in this. But the reason it'll die is because Cheap Trick fans would rather talk about how underrated Cheap Trick is than instead of actually voting. So we'll find out.
Get out there and vote. You know, I love metal shows, but I love Cheap Trick a little bit more.
Yeah, what
and
do you think
too,
of Cheap
Sugar
Talk?
Pits. I love it. I love it. You got this one. I got faith in you.
Oh, we will see. Then the last bracket of week one, number 32, Zilch, a Monkeys podcast against Pop. Now,
Jesus Christ! You're just playing with yourself here, Ken.
I'm fighting with myself. Now, on one hand, we've got the first podcast totally devoted to the Monkees up against Pop, which is literally a show about anything from week to week, but they have the secret weapon, the Fun Size Game Show.
Yeah, that's cute. You think that's a secret weapon? It's actually Courtney Cronin Dole's tits. I vote Pop.
Oh my God, I wasn't gonna edit.
What? She's a beautiful, funny girl.
She is amazingly funny, but I have bigger tits, so.
Yeah, but hers are real.
Yeah.
Love them both. Hey, I love me some Monkees, but, man, I don't know. I got to go Pop on this one. I like what you're doing over there.
Well, there's one cool thing about all this. I'm guaranteed to win one of the first weeks, whether it's Zilch versus Pop, one of us has to win. If it's me with Cheap Talk up against Metal Moments, I might survive, at which point Cheap Talk would either go, even if Cheap Talk wins, it goes up against the Monkees or Pop the next round.
Yeah, now you see what you get with a blowjob with Victor Ruiz versus a hand job. Man, I knew I should have took a shot to the back of the throat. Way to rub and tug your way to victory there, Ken.
That's right. So there you go. What can I say? So there we are. It's the first week of this. It's going to be brutal. Then in the next week, it goes September 26th. There will be the next round of voting. So you've got 3 days to vote for who you want. And we're going to throw this show up. Not sure who's going to hear it. But if, you know, vote for what you love, right?
Oh yeah. And most importantly, get involved and show some respect to Victor Ruiz and everything he tried to do with Ear Peeler. And no matter what, in my eyes, he was successful, and he helped all these podcasts. And I hope he keeps going in whatever interests him. I hope Mars Attacks keeps going. And can't wait to finally meet this guy sometime.
Yeah, me too. I'd love to meet him. Maybe at the next Rockin' Pod. What do you think? Rockin' Pod 3.
Start saving your money now, Victor.
That's right, for bail. So anyway, we're back. Here we are. It's going to be absolutely brutal. So we will see what happens. It'll be fun to see this bloodbath. And, you know, it's going to be fun no matter what, because the whole podcasting thing is fun. And we want to thank everybody who listens to all of our shows. We'd like to thank Victor, who is putting this whole thing together. This is,
yes,
anyone that gets pissed off about this is an idiot. All right?
I'm an idiot.
Yeah, but you won't get mad.
Oh, no. I'll just get drunk.
Yeah, there you go. Don't get mad. Get inebriated.
Get out there. Support your podcast. Show some love to these guys that work very hard to entertain your ass for free, I might add. Mm-hmm. A great way to show that you love and respect these shows. I think it's a great idea. And once again, all hats off to Victor Ruiz and Ken Mills and his 57 podcast.
Right. And, you know, gosh, just imagine if Matt with the Kiss Room wins and then the podcast has to go up against Matt. The Kiss Room versus podcast. It's the same thing, but just different, right?
I smell bribes.
Well, there you go. Well, good luck to all the shows involved, right?
Yes. And once again, get out there and vote. This is practice for the midterms. Get out there and vote. Register for your favorite podcast.
Click away. Your vote, a click away. Click, click, boom, right? Get out there and vote. Okay. Well, we want to thank you, Ian, for spending some time with us. Now you can get back to the bar. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt things. But
it's fine. I'm in the bathroom at the bar.
Well, we want to thank everyone for listening. Hopefully we put a smile on your face, and if you want to, for example, if I don't know your show, get a hold of me, let me know what your show's about, and, you know, who knows, but here we are, round one.
Only one can win.
Well, actually, a bunch of people can win in round one, but...
Yeah, but I mean the grand prize, you know, like all Highlander and shit. There can be only one.
Oh, there you go. There can be only one. Now, if I were cooler and I knew you were going to make a Highlander reference, I could have, like, had something, that Queen song lined up, you know. What was the name of that song?
Which one? Hopefully not that Who Wants to Live Forever shit.
No. The one from Highlander. What was the name of it?
Yeah, that was in that.
Yeah, they're screaming at us right now. A bunch of people are screaming at us.
Yeah. Hey, there's a whole horrible album about that movie. It's called A Kind of Magic.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're going to save you that.
There you go. No, it's this one. Only one can win.
That's not from Highlander.
It isn't? I thought it was.
I'm the drunk one.
Or was it Hammer to Fall? Was that it?
Yeah, I think that's in there too.
Yeah, anyway.
Hey, what do you people want for free? God
damn it. That's right. Okay, well, that's enough of that. We have zero production value. I'm going to sneak this up, and Ian, you can throw it on your feed if you want. Or whoever wants to download it and put it on their feed, go ahead. But here we are. So there we go.
Will do. Send me a copy, brother. I'll post this.
All right. I'll send you a link. You can download it and boom.
All right.
All right. We'll see you all. Good luck to all the shows. And thank you, Victor Ruiz, once again.
Yes. And bless you, Podfather.
And I hope the music wasn't too loud because we were just having fun. All right. We will see you.
Bye.
Bye.
All righty.